Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. William C. Chan on January 7th, 1980, by Sue Ellen Chan. Mr. Chan, may I ask where your parents came from, you know, where they were born, and were they here in Los Angeles?
My parents, yes. They were born in, my mother was born in China, my father was born here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. My grandfather came from China.
Mm-hmm. I see. Do you know approximately when he came to the United States?
My grandfather, he went back to China, mm-hmm, before I came over. Uh-huh. And that was before 1919, so uh-huh. I don't know, I was too young to
I see.
Remember. So.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But when was your father born?
My father was born in, I think it was 1884.
1884, I see. Mm-hmm. And your father was born in San Francisco. Yeah. And what's the family occupation in San Francisco? What did your father do?
My father moved to, after the earthquake, uh-huh, he moved down here to L.A.
Oh, I see.
And
yeah.
Well, he's been farming here in L.A. before the First World War.
Oh.
Well, he was one of the first to raise asparagus, mm-hmm, here in Southern California.
In which area?
Vernon.
Vernon,
California.
Vernon, California.
Before they, you know, built all that those factories in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was all farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the richest farm land to raise any kind of agriculture, you know, like potatoes, cauliflower. Mm-hmm. Of course, the place we had when we came over, it was already all asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then my father in turn leased about 20 or so acres, 20 to 30 acres right nearby, and raised potatoes,
mm-hmm,
white rose potatoes, oh beautiful white rose potatoes there,
mm-hmm,
and cauliflower.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his main vegetable is the asparagus.
Asparagus,
uh-huh,
right. Excuse me. So, do you know what your grandfather did in San Francisco? Your father ever mentioned?
I think mostly laundry business or something,
mm-hmm,
in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Because that time the Chinese mostly either laundry or restaurant business. That's about the main.
Mm-hmm. I see. So where did your grandfather meet your grandmother? He went back to China to marry to your grandmother?
You mean my father?
Your grandfather.
My grandfather came from China.
Yes, and after he got married?
I don't know. I don't know what it, but he got married back in China, yes.
Uh-huh, and bring your grandmother here, so your father was born in San Francisco. How many brothers and sisters did your father have?
Oh my, we have a big family. He's got two daughters and seven sons. Mm-hmm. Nine of us all together.
Uh-huh.
And nine. Not a one went to farm. Only one of them graduated from Riverside, what's that?
Pomona
Polytechnic.
Mm-hmm.
That's a farm. He's the only one that got a degree in farming.
Mm-hmm. And he continued operating the family farm?
No, they made us sold the place around right after my dad passed away in 1950 when my uh-huh. father passed away. So I think the state of California needed that place at Downey.
Mm-hmm.
We had a place at Downey too,
mm-hmm.
since 21, 22 when my dad bought that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly fruit trees.
I see.
But after my dad bought the place, he chopped all those trees down. And then made a asparagus farm out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then whatever spare land he got left, he raised his potatoes or cauliflower or something like that. Because
mm-hmm.
we had over 30 acres there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your father's name?
Atwong.
Atwong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He got a building in San Francisco
mm-hmm.
that it's a savings and loan right on 1050, something like that, on
Grand Avenue.
Uh-huh. Mm. It's got his name is right there on the building, Ah Wong Lau.
That's yeah. before the earthquake. Or after?
No, after. Oh, it's just recently. Well, no more than 3 or 4 years ago when that savings and loan was put up. But then they put in that
the name.
Name
Why?
Right in there. Huh?
Why they put your father's name there? Because your father invested in
money? Yeah, he was the one that originally got our wolf. They're mostly it's a Wu family, you know. Qian Wu Yuan Association, you know. See, mostly the family association members, you know, buy into that.
Uh-huh.
And then he was the one that bought it, you know. See, his name was there originally.
Uh-huh.
That's why they want to preserve that.
Oh.
So everybody I know, you know, uh-huh. remember.
Uh-huh. Mm. So he owned a property originally.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how many farms did your father own?
There was two places. One at Vernon, mm-hmm. California.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was before the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the First World War in 1921 or 22, he went down to Downey and mm-hmm. bought another piece of property there.
Uh-huh. How mm-hmm. big is the property size? Yeah.
Size? Oh, around about, the one at Vernon was about 25 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And then right next to it, we had part shared to another 10 acres there.
Mm-hmm. I see. And your father owned the Vernon property by himself.
Uh-huh.
And the Donnie one, he was a partnership.
No.
He also owned.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And were you born in
Los Angeles? China? No. I was born in China.
I see.
Uh-huh. My father went back to China to get married.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
Oh, it must be 1900 or something like that. After 1900, I guess.
Uh-huh. And your father came.
I was born in 1911. So.
Mm-hmm. And your father came back to United States, and your mother stayed in China.
Uh-huh.
So when did you come over to the United States?
1919. After the First World War, mm-hmm. my uncle in Phoenix, mm-hmm. he went to the First World War and he came back and went back to China. He brought his family plus two, three others, mm-hmm. including ours, uh-huh. in 1919.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And between 1910 and 1919, did your father go back to China several times?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So approximately how often?
Oh, probably a couple of years or so, I think each week.
I see.
You know, that time. From the Chinese mostly, you know, if they earn whatever fare plus, you know, expenses, mm-hmm. they're gonna go back to China again, uh-huh. see? That's why they spent their lifetime, you uh-huh. know, just working for for the steamship company.
Uh-huh. So were you the first son or?
No, I'm the second.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so when you came over 1919, how many brothers and sisters came with you and your mother?
Two other. One mm-hmm. older and one younger.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the rest of six were born in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I see. Mm-hmm. And so how many uncles and aunts you have?
On your
father's side.
On my father's side. Uh-huh. Oh, my father's side is on. We got three.
Three. Mm-hmm. They were all born in San Francisco?
No.
Only your father was born in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so how about your mother's side?
My mother's
side. Did your mother, sisters and brothers ever come to the United States?
Most of them are in China.
Okay.
There's two of them, I think. Two or three been here. The one that brought us over and living in Phoenix, mm-hmm. he's the only one now. He's still living. He's in his 80s now, mm-hmm. 86 or 87.
Still in Phoenix?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So when you came over in 1919, you arrived San Francisco first?
Yes.
And did you have to go through the immigration and the Angel Island?
That's right.
How long did you stay in Angel Island, do you remember?
Probably, I think it's less than 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think it's about 2 weeks or so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do they question the...
Let's see, the 11th, we arrived on November the 11th, just exactly 1 year after the mm-hmm. First World War. And then... We got released before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So it's about 2 weeks.
Or less than 3 weeks anyway, I mm-hmm. know for sure. Mm-hmm.
Did they question you as a child?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember what they asked you?
No, I don't remember, but mm-hmm. My name, you know, mm-hmm. how old I am and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember very much. But, yeah.
So you came to Los Angeles after you were born?
Right after, that's right. Uh-huh. Mm, after my release from
release,
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
We came down to LA first part of December anyway. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, mm. I see. So where did you live?
Right in Chinatown.
In Chinatown, Los Angeles? Which is, on which street do you remember?
One street.
Oh, first, mm-hmm.
No, not first, one, J-U-A-N.
Oh.
Spanish, for John. For John,
one
street.
Uh-huh. which your father owns a house or
no,
just an apartment?
No, we rented it. We rented it.
Is that Old Chinatown, right?
Yes, where the depot is right now.
And your father lived there also with the family and working, running, working the farm. Did you ever visit?
We have a manager or, you know, a supervisor that take care of the place for us.
How many people work for your father approximately? Like, say, before around 1919?
Well, during the off seasons, he only had one or two person there. But during the height of the season, when the asparagus come, he had between maybe 10 or 12 people.
And so, did you ever visit the farm?
Oh, I worked on that farm for many. Even when I was going to junior high school and high school, all those years I had to go, you know, during the summer I had to go and help him.
How about your mother? Did your mother ever work in the farm, or she just worked at home?
Well, my mother helps around, you know, once later on. When we were down at Downey, she started helping because it was hard to get any help during the war, that's why.
I see.
So she has arthritis too, but she still goes out there, you know, she gets a chair, sits down on the chair and starts cutting the asparagus. She's
very hardworking.
Parents are hardworking. But, you know, when he puts through 6, 7 kids going through college, you know, all of them going, all of them back except me, I'm the only dumb one in the family. And they're all professional men now, you know. I've got 5 dentists in the one. We've got radiologists, we've got 2 optometrists, and two MD in the family.
Very outstanding.
So, yeah, but he did, you know, like my dad, he did his share.
How much money approximately he made out of this farming business?
I don't know how much money, he didn't make too much money, but what he can make, you know, he puts everything in on to his kids, you know.
How many places have you lived in Los Angeles? First you live in Old Chinatown, 1 street.
And then later on they make us move out of Chinatown because they're gonna build the depot there. But before that, in 1932, I think, or my dad moved down to Downey. Well, I was in China that time. I went to China. I got married that time, 1931. I didn't come back till 33. And they had that big earthquake here in LA.
So you went back and got married, and did you come back right after you got married, or you stayed in China?
I stayed there about 2 years.
2 years. And did Mrs. Chen come with you?
No.
Or she stay?
She stayed. She couldn't come that time. Immigration.
Even you are
citizen.
At that time, were you a naturalized citizen?
No,
already?
I'm citizen of a native, so I'm automatically a citizen.
Citizen, but then, Mrs. Chen cannot come.
Yeah.
So how long did Mrs. Chen wait?
After the war.
After the war.
You know, I was in the service, so they said, all GIs have the privilege of bringing the bride, their wives from overseas, outside the United States. So. But right after the Second World War, they changed the immigration anyway, that any citizen can bring their wives over. So that's why there was a lot of them coming over that time.
So after you got married and you came back, did you ever go back before World War II?
No. I went home a couple of times after the war. When I was in the service, I was stationed at Kunming for about a year and a half or so. So I was with SOS headquarters. And from there, I went home two times. And then after they shipped me, we were all coming back to the States already in January 1946. Now from Shanghai, I went back home again. That's three times before I got discharged.
I see. So, how many children do you have?
I have five boys.
Were they all born in China or?
No, first three are born in China. And two youngest ones was born here in LA.
I see.
Down there.
Okay. So you have lived in Los Angeles, old Chinatown. Do you remember what it looked like, the old Chinatown?
Oh, I still remember exactly how it looks like. But describe it was another thing. I can still see it exactly.
Yeah, like how many rooms you have? The apartment you live.
Oh, let's see. There was two, three, four. About four.
I see.
We just cramped.
Oh, you know, they.
So.
And is there any stores? You're living in first.
Ground floor.
And is it all residential houses, apartments, or any stores next door? Business?
Oh, yes.
Like what kind? What type of business?
Oh, right there on the block where we live, there wasn't any store.
No stores in.
Those buildings were meant to be stores, but they just made it into a residential.
I see. And in old Chinatown, what the business they run? Business commercial area.
Well, they've got all kinds, you know. They have butcher shops, groceries, herb stores, a restaurant. You name them, we got them.
Some gambling house.
Oh yes, gambling houses. That time, it's not like now. You know, it's against the law. It's still against the law, but then they're not enforcing it like they do now. See.
And so the Chinatown was quite busy town, or compared to nowadays?
Oh no, nothing like now. There's stores, but nothing compared to now. Broadway, during the business hours, you can't even get through that Broadway street.
Mm-hmm. So all your neighbors were Chinese? And
oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you play with Chinese kids, Chinese games?
Mostly. We play baseball, we play basketball. That time, you know, the kids are pretty good. They get together and, you know, we only had maybe 10 or 12 kids, but we still form a baseball team, a basketball team to represent, you know, the Chinese Chinatown. Mm-hmm. Back in the early 20s, we have team that played for Chinatown and a team that played for 9th Street Market down there.
Mm-hmm.
They get together. And then later on, in the middle 20s, late 20s, we used to go out and play a little semi-pro ball on weekends.
Both
against
the
Mexican boys and over here at Hazard Playground, and it's over here in East LA, and then Evergreen Playground. We play
both baseball and the basketball.
Yes, and the basketball. They formed a team called a Lo Wa team.
What Lo Wa team means? Is there a special meaning?
Lo Sang Wa Kiu.
Oh, okay.
You know Lo Wa.
Lo Wa. And which school did you go since you came here?
Oh, I went to a Chinese school. The first one I went to was, I forgot the name of it now. But it was run by Mr. Tom Ham, Lo Ham. But he's a good Chinese teacher because he goes and explains it. Chinese character to you. If you don't understand it, he'll tell it to you in English. See? If you know that word, you've got to know what it means. See? Well, if he'd have stayed here 2-3 more years longer, I'd have learned a lot more Chinese.
How many years were you in this Chinese school?
Oh, it must be 3 or 4 years. Of course, we didn't have much time to study, only after school, you know, after we come back from American school.
Which American school you attend? Grammar school?
Grammar school at Macy Street School. That there's one building is still there, the pool. Now, you go through Macy Street just before that tunnel that right, there's a big building there with some Chinese writing that said, I think Mao Ye Dong Lo or something like that. That building,
was the school.
That was the school, they call it the plant. That's a Macy Street school right there. And then I finished there, then I went to Central Junior High School. That's right there, up there on the hill on where the present Board of Education up there, I think that's what it is now.
I see.
That, before it was original, I think it's LA High School was original. That was what, LA High School.
Right.
Then they moved to Olympic.